the treasure chest of the Almighty, and the Sun of everlasting freedom, the throne room of infinite life, and the gift of the beloved mighty I Am Presence forever. And so, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin. For this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source, the core of all creation. Allow this love light to radiate in, through, and around you. For here, now, we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat, and the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the divine aspect of Mother God, and the blue flame, which represents the divine aspect of Father God, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now, visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light, a beautiful seamless pillar of white light which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and his violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth, feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel and see how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until our ascension process is complete. Now, take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now, look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens, connecting you to the crystalline energetic structure above the Earth and onward to the galactic central sun. And now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation and keeps me free now and forevermore until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And we thank thee. It is done by the power and might of 1,000 suns, doubled each minute, doubled each hour, until all are ascended and free. For the light of God never fails, and the beloved mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Now, remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus a moment on your breathing as you take several deep cleansing breaths. Just focus now on relaxing and letting go and becoming more and more centered within yourself. And for just a bit, let the outside world, the external world, just drift away. And focus now on your breathing as you breathe in the light. Take a deep breath and breathe in the light. And exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. And take another deep breath now, breathing in the light. And exhale out any darkness. Again, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and become aware of the 9 chakra centers that have become awakened and reawakened within all of you. And pay particular attention to both the alignment of those chakras and the increasing vibrational frequency of each chakra as you focus on the color of that chakra and raise the intensity of that color to the highest you can possibly imagine. Focusing now on the earth star chakra just below your feet, see that as a deep earth brown color, and raise that earth brown color to a high frequency. And know that as you are doing this with each chakra, you are not only raising the frequency of the chakra within the etheric body, but you are also raising the vibrational frequency to with the corresponding glandular function, and all of the cells and your organs in your body, your extremities, your entire body is raised in vibrational frequency. Now moving to the root chakra, the base of the spine, see that as a brilliant bright ruby red color. The next brilliant bright orange, and to the solar plexus area, bright, brilliant yellow is the sun. And to the heart center, deep blue-green. And the high heart center, beautiful, brilliant magenta. And the throat area, sky blue. And the third eye in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. Crown chakra, the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And then the soul star chakra just above your head, pure brilliant white. Now, as we do each time we come together, begin to merge each of the chakras into the next chakras and so on. Starting with the earth star chakra, merge that in with the root chakra. Then merge those 2 chakras into the next, and then those 3 into the next, and so on, until all of the chakras have merged into the soul star chakra above your head. And as they merge, and as you move your conscious knowing self into that soul star chakra and all of the merged chakras together, know that this is now forming your Merkaba light vehicle, or your light body. And as it is all merging together, feel the increasing vibrational frequency within now the soul star chakra, and which is now a 3-dimensional 6-pointed star or a 12-pointed diamond, your choice. and feel yourself now in this Merkaba. Begin to rise up, leaving your physical body behind. Get that sense of actually leaving your physical body. Know that you're still connected, but feel the sense of leaving the body. Knowing that the body is just an instrument, a tool to be used. You are not the body. And continue to move up through the roof of the building, wherever you might be, up into the sky. But rather than go higher and higher, tend to go laterally across the planet and go to that door, that doorway that was spoken of in our last sessions, and find that door, wherever it might be. You go where you think it is in the world and come down to that door. And as you're facing the door, be aware all around you of the third dimensional expression, the third dimensional matrix. And as you push through the door and look on the other side, see on the other side now complete blank light, just pure light everywhere. And as you walk through the door and into that light, know that this is the new creation. This is the new world, the new age of Gaia, the new golden age. And with this blank slate, begin to create whatever it is that you want to create in this new world. So think of it as beginning with a blank slate and being able to put anything you want into this world now. However you want it to be. You want it to look like the Earth as you remember, only without all of the programs and the pollution and all of that. Crystal clear, whatever it is, just begin to create this new world for yourself. You want a beautiful house on the beach, along the ocean, or perhaps a cottage in the forest, whatever it might be. Make it yours. Start off individually with your own individual creation. And then, as you have your own individual creation, whatever it is, begin to see all of the other creations coming into being. What will they look like? What will it be like? And feel the vibration, most important, feel the vibrational frequency, the high vibrational frequency. And of course, the higher consciousness coming through. Perhaps you begin to receive all kinds of remembrances coming to you, wherever they might be. But again, this is your world, your blank slate. So create it any way that you want. And know that you can come here anytime you want, in consciousness, not in physicality yet at this point, but in consciousness. And image in, imagine anything that you want in this new world, your creation. Believing is indeed seeing. So believe, create, and have it manifest immediately for you. And know that in the higher vibrational frequencies and higher consciousness, that's actually the way it works. You think something, you create it in your mind, you image it in, and immediate manifestation occurs. So knowing that, with this new world creation, create it any way that you want it to be. And again, make it yours. Make it something that you can come and visit anytime that you want to now, in consciousness. Your world, your creation. Begin to think of it in that way. And know that even in your third dimensional expression, you can create anything that you want. Believe it and you will see it. Allow yourselves to begin to come back through the door, back into the third dimensional matrix. And move back towards your physical body, bringing your etheric and your astral body back in. Have that image of your new world, your new creation on the other side of that door. And know that at any time, you can simply be there and walk through that door and experience what you are creating. And know, most importantly, that whatever you are creating, you are actually going to manifest on the other side of that door when you do literally walk through it. So think about that. And as you come back into your physical body now, come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Sananda, and I come to be with you at this time. In these important times of change happening everywhere, truths coming forward everywhere, shadows everywhere being revealed for what they are, what they were, illumination, light spreading everywhere. Think about that. Think about how that is actually happening throughout your world now. But only for those who still yet have the eyes to see and the ears to hear. For those that do not have those eyes, see a world that is darkened. See a world that is still in shadows. But you yourselves, you the awakened ones, or the ones that are in the awakening process, you are the ones that see the new world, see it for what it can be. And know that you are creating that new world with every single thought that you have. But know that your thoughts predominantly are becoming more and more filled with light and love and oneness. And since your thoughts are creating that light, that knowing, that oneness, those thoughts, as you have heard many times, are going into the collective consciousness, into that quantum grid, and are being picked up by those who are also in the awakening process. And your thoughts are becoming their thoughts, and their thoughts are becoming your thoughts, and so on. So it will continue on like that, as more and more and more of you have those more positive thoughts. And those positive thoughts are sent out across the entire planet, and more will pick them up and begin to work with those thoughts. And the next thing they know, they will begin to understand believing is seeing. They will begin to know that it is no longer only seeing is believing, as they were taught to believe, as you were all taught to believe in the programming that you have received for this lifetime and many lifetimes previously. But those times are coming to an end, and you must understand that. And the more that you do understand that and realize that, the more that you are creating that very thing happening. The more that you believe that, or more that you know that when you believe you will see, the more that you will create that for yourselves. And the more you will create that for others around you. And they will create it for others around them, and so on. And then more and more people will be able to have that understanding that they are the creators of their reality rather than the other way around. The time is now, my friends, my brothers and sisters. The time is now for you to embrace the future, but by being in the perfect now. And know that it is always the perfect now. Because if you believe it is the perfect now, then you will no longer be holding on to the past problems, the past programs, the past memories that have held you back for so long, you being the collective you. So it is time now to put that all aside and to move fully into the future by being in the present now more and more and more. And realize that you are in that now moment. And in that now moment, you can create all of the joy that you want in your life right then and right there. I am Sananda, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you continue to embrace the future by being in that perfect now. Om Mani Padme Om. Om Mani Padme Om. Om Om. Greetings to one who serves here. Shoshana is here, and we are ready to assist you with your questions if you have them.
I have a question.
Yes, I have one. Oh, go ahead, Tom.
Okay. As you remember, I've been asking about the med beds in the past, and they can't happen until the RV hits. After waiting for about 15 years, I'm not sure that's ever going to happen. My emotion code doctor recently told me, and my body told him, that I have a hiatal hernia. And since the med beds are still not available until the RV hits, can you tell us how a hiatal hernia is healed?
What we can tell you, first of all, is your idea of the med beds will not appear until the RV is not quite accurate. You must think in terms of believing is seeing, and you are doing exactly the opposite of that. You are listening to and watching the news media as they are speaking of what is coming, what is happening, and so on and so on. Certainly not the believing is seeing. Rather than do that, begin to believe that the med beds are right around the corner and will be introduced. But at the same time, know that many new innovations and inventions and all of this are coming forward. You must believe that. You must believe that the many thousands of patents that have been held back are coming, are going to be brought forward. Do not think in terms of what is stopping it, but think in terms of how it will come and that it is in the process of being brought out, whatever it might be, whether it is clean, pure energy, or if it is new medical achievements, whatever it is, leading up to the med beds being introduced. And we can tell you very distinctly right now that the med beds are not that far off. They are coming, they are going to be brought out, and it doesn't matter whether the RV happens or disclosure happens or whatever. You see, it is all about consciousness, man's consciousness, the collective consciousness. And the collective consciousness is now calling for more and more truth to be brought forward. And those truths will include the new innovations and the revealing of those many patents and inventions and new technologies that have been held back. Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
Well, this brother asked for a cure. So we will share our perspective by first asking a question if we may, dear brother.
Right.
Dear brother, you have said that your emotion code doctor told you you had a hiatal hernia. So if your professional practices that which is contained in the emotion code, then he told you what emotion you were holding on to. Is that not true?
He did say that my body told him that I had a hernia, and that's why I was having some problems with my belly and intestines.
And what emotion is associated with that?
Seems like he finds different ones all the time.
Which one resonates for you?
Anxiety.
So anxiety is a result of an emotion. It is not the emotion itself, you see. So anxiety is not an emotion. It is a result. So what is the emotion that causes your anxiety?
Fear of the future?
Please repeat.
Fear of the future.
Okay, so we are going to suggest that, do you know who the one Eckhart Tolle is?
Yep.
Do you have his book, The Power of Now?
I do. I've already listened to it once, but I can do it again.
Well, we will tell you that to eradicate fear of the future, you must come to the understanding that there is no future, that there is only now, you see. And that is a difficult concept for most humans to grasp. So we would suggest that you listen again to The Power of Now, take notes, and practice what is contained in that book, so that you may understand that all you have is now. The other thing is this. The fear causes havoc on the body. It causes all kinds of issues because fear is intrinsically manifested in all parts of the body. So you must find a way to calm yourself in every moment so that you understand that you are causing this problem within your body, and the solution is to resolve the fear. That is what we have to tell you. Namaste.
Good. Would there be further questions here?
Yes, I had a question. Wait one second. This has to do with med beds too. I found someone on TikTok who is saying it's from this company. I just had it. It costs $400 for a MedBed card, and you know, I think it's probably a scam. I have a friend who has dementia, and she and her other friend, they're really anxious for this MedBed thing, and I'm trying to arrange it, but I think it's a scam. I have a feeling.
Your feeling is correct. It is not. The way they will be introduced. When they are introduced, they will be introduced primarily by the military factions at first, and then spreading out from there. And they will be free to all that are of need of this in the beginning and as it continues on after that. So anything other than that is indeed, as you are calling it, a scam.
Yeah, all right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Anything you add, Shoshana?
We can add our perspective if we may, dear brother. May we add?
Absolutely. Yes, for sure. Yes.
Do you recognize this widespread challenge that humanity has faced that you call dementia? Do you recognize why?
Do I recognize why what? Why dementia?
Why has become a plague upon humanity? Particularly the Western culture.
Yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with diet, to tell you the truth.
Yes, and that is the truth. It is toxins. It is everywhere. It is in what you breathe, what you eat. It is an unhealthy lifestyle, you see. So we are guessing that this individual that you know has not paid much attention to diet. Is that correct?
I think so. I don't know her that well from a distance. It's in her diet, but
So we will tell you that it is kind of like the end of the rope. It is very difficult to reverse, but it is possible. The challenge is to rid the brain of the toxins that are blocking the receptors in the brain that create the challenges with memory and thinking and just doing tasks. It is in the brain. It is toxins that are sitting in the brain, you see.
Yeah, so I told her. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. No, you go ahead.
I told her, you know, about the remedy for coconut oil, 3 tablespoons a day. And she's been doing that, I think. I keep asking her if she's doing it. She bought it, and that was one remedy that I gave to her.
And what coconut oil did you suggest?
Well, organic coconut oil, cooking oil, organic cooking oil. It's the purest, and that's what I recommended.
Yes, and it is difficult because this remedy, this coconut-derived oil, must be in a glass jar. It must be cold-pressed, and it must be completely organic and from one source. So if she is buying the organic coconut oil off the Walmart shelf, it is not going to have the same impact, you see. So she must find the purest. And it must come in glass. That is what is important. And then also, it cannot be the form of fractionated coconut oil, which is a liquid which has been boiled to create fractionated oil. So it cannot be that. So that is one thing.
Oil is oil. What does fractionated mean? Is that this one?
Fractionated means that it has been the molecules have been changed to create a liquid rather than a solid.
Okay, so the real coconut oil is not a liquid?
It is not. It is a solid that must be melted.
Oh. Okay, so it's sort of like, okay, I see what you're saying. It's sort of like a paste then.
Yes, you cannot offer the oil that has been modified. Although many wish for that because it is easier and it is a liquid, but it does not have the same impact, you see.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Thank you for that.
Yes, I would suggest that. And then there is also something that we cannot recall. It is in this one's brain and it is not coming through. So there is something else. And we will give that to you in an email. Namaste.
Okay, thanks. Namaste. Thank you. Cheers.
Very good. Any further questions here before we release John?
This is Linda. I have a question.
Yes.
For the past few weeks, I have been observing chemtrails, but before the planes release that substance, there appears a ship. What we have been told is like that tic-tac shape, and it keeps pace in front of these planes just before they're going to disperse that chemical. And I'm wondering if they are just monitoring the spray or they go ahead of the plane to calm the space or present something in the atmosphere before that chemtrail is doing its work and harming its work. There's plentiful here. It appears to on my phone sometimes as clouds, the chemtrail substance is so thick. But I'm wondering what those ships are doing. Thank you.
We will say you are quite accurate in understanding that some are simply monitoring, and then some are actually dispersing those harmful chemicals within it in terms of eliminating those chemicals. Now, that is not always the case, as we are finding it here. But it is coming to a conclusion, as we see it, as more and more of at least the government here in this country, the United States, is becoming aware of this. And there are, so far as we see, two states that have moved to outlaw the dissemination of these chemicals in the sky. So it is going to increase, and those in your government are again aware of this and are moving to bring a stop to it. It will take a little bit of time as we see, but it is coming. Okay, Shoshana, do you have any?
Well, we wish to ask a question of this sister, may we ask?
Yes, please.
How did you see the Tic Tac ship? How did you see it?
It was in this opaque white color, keeping pace and equal pace in front of the planes when I see them. So it's physically with my eyes, I am watching this.
Well, what have you done? What have you done to communicate with those ships?
My process of communicating has been evolving over the past few weeks. First of all, I asked the person or the entity in the ship ahead of the airplane, I'll put it in that way. You know, thank you for showing yourself to me, and what are you doing? What is your purpose? And at first, as one who serves had just said, it was that they were monitoring. And then I talked to the pilot in the plane, and I talked to his heart and his presence, and I said, you need to stop what you're doing. This is harming life on this planet. And I have a normal decree where I speak to the beings of the elements and the powers of nature and Archangel Michael cutting all that, all those harmful particles free and everything harmful in the space between particles, and consuming with the violet consuming flame to get that removed. And I have since added then following that energy back to its source so that substance is never created again to harm life. So they are in their presence. They're doing their physical job, but in my watching them do that, I've evolved into furthering my effect or my presence and my decree to remove them. So that's the process right now.
We will make a suggestion if we may, dear sister.
Yes, please.
What you are doing is phenomenal. It is amazing. What we would ask that you do to strengthen and optimize exponentially your process is to write it down clearly and then you must ask others that are like-minded as you are to join you in this process, to strengthen it. You can call upon others that you know to join you and recite the process as you have given it each time. Even before you see these chemtrails, even before you see these ships, to send that out to the quantum, to shower these ships and these planes with your decree. So that is what we would suggest that you do. Again, write it down. And then ask others of like-mindedness to join you, maybe by a phone call or once a week or by the hour when it would take place, and you would join them in reciting this decree to optimize it. That is what we would only, that is the only change that we would make. Does this make sense to you, dear sister?
Yes. Thank you very much. I will absolutely do that today. Thank you.
Yes, namaste.
Very good. We need to release channel here and now. Shoshana, do you have a parting message?
We have a message that things done in communion with others is creating unity consciousness and is exponential in nature. Things done in isolation are still powerful, but they cannot reach the depth that you are wishing for. That is our message. Namaste.
Very good. And we say, always remember how powerful your thoughts are and do everything you can to keep your thoughts in a positive fashion, knowing that those thoughts go out to the collective consciousness and are picked up and have a great deal of power. Shanti, peace be with you.
Be the one.